It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Investigators this hour try to find out what led to an officer-involved shooting in Murray. The suspect is dead and an officer was injured.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live this morning with the very latest in the investigation. Mary?
Amanda, we've been hearing some more from witnesses this morning, just how big of a response this became. And as the investigation unfolded, one listener telling us how his wife saw patrol cars and emergency vehicles racing to the scene on Vine Street. Now, the officer who was shot was taken here to Intermountain Hospital. Kristen Reardon with Murray Police talks through what happened.
A confrontation occurred and shots were fired. One officer was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the suspect is deceased.
And we don't know yet more about that confrontation or the suspect's identity, but the officer who was injured appears to have been shot in the leg. An officer-involved critical incident team is now investigating. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Happening overnight, one person is dead and several others injured after a crash on I-80 in Tooele County. The Highway Patrol says an SUV towing a trailer began fishtailing and rolled into the median. The driver died at the scene. His wife and eight children received minor injuries and were taken to a nearby hospital. UHP Colonel Michael Rappich tweeted about the accident, asking drivers to be aware of their speed and to not drive while impaired or fatigued.
Many police departments across the Beehive State are facing officer shortages. Could medical marijuana be a recruitment tool? KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Heather?
Amanda, marijuana use is still illegal on the federal level, and Utah police officers are required to uphold both state and federal laws, which means they must be clean of all marijuana use for at least a year to wear a badge. The director of Peace Officer Standards, Major Scott Stevenson, tells KSL.com if the law could be changed so positions which don't require carrying a gun or driving while on the job, such as dispatchers, they would likely see an uptick in recruitment. Recruiters say many applicants from other states have back issues and a prescription for medical marijuana, but Utah law states even that prescription must be expired for a year before they can join the department. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
I-15 near Parowan is open this morning after the freeway was closed to investigate a bomb threat. The closure started around 5 last night because of a possible bomb in an abandoned car. Officers later investigated the device and determined it was not dangerous.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is expected to announce today a plan to tackle violent crime. Measures include more financial support for law enforcement and a new effort to target gun traffickers.
The Justice Department will deploy so-called strike forces to crack down on illegal gun sales. The strike forces will deploy to 5 cities where crime levels have surged. But the problem extends far beyond these 5 locations. A recent analysis of more than 36 cities nationwide found the murder rate has spiked by 18% this year, and that comes after a 30% spike in 2020.
ABC's Ika Jachi reporting from Washington.
You could call it a mayoral shocker in Buffalo, New York. 38-year-old India Walton is a socialist candidate, and it looks like she'll defeat the longtime incumbent mayor in the Democratic primary election. There are no Republicans running in the race.
This is the work of rebels and revolutionaries.
If Walton wins in November, she would not only become the first socialist mayor of a major U.S. city in 60 years, but the first woman mayor of New York State's second largest city.
New York City is on the verge of electing a new mayor, with one contender claiming victory. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Our first choice is Eric Adams.
Yeah! Former NYPD commander and current Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams garnering the most votes so far. One of his opponents, Andrew Yang, conceding early.
I'm just so grateful to everyone who has given us the chance.
Another candidate, former Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia, holding out.
This is going to be about not only the ones, but also about the twos and threes.
Maya Wiley also also waiting for final numbers.
Every single vote will count.
The tally could take weeks under the city's new ranked choice voting system, where top candidates are ranked 1 through 5. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The final episode of Cold Season 2 is being released today, and in this episode, we learn that even after being sentenced to death for the 1985 murder of Joyce Yost, Doug Lovell has a shot at parole after character witnesses like Becky Douglas took the stand in support of his release from prison.
As you talk about these terrible, horrible things that he did, he's over there weeping. And you ask me how I know he's remorseful. I think that answers, that's one answer to your question.
You can listen to the final episode of Cold, Justice for Joyce on the Amazon Music app or just visit KSLNewsRadio.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.